Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to yet another episode of the Way Life Ought to Be podcast. I'm your host, Wayne Kramer. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to this podcast. It is my hope that I can encourage as many people as possible and help everyone, including myself, live the best life they possibly can live and become the best version of themselves and to find what we are supposed to be doing and what we were created for and become exceedingly great at it. That is my hope. Thank you for liking this podcast and sharing it, commenting on it. It is very, very much, so much appreciated. That being said, this week's topic of the Way Life Ought to Be podcast is Get Better, Not Bitter. Get better, not bitter. Now, on the face of it, that sounds easy. But in reality, in our lives, in our minds, in our actions, that is not easy. That's quite difficult, actually. Let's face it. In life, there are going to be setbacks. And oftentimes, they are unjust. And they come from no fault of our own. But it's how we handle a setback and what we do with it that will determine our future successes. If there's one thing that I've learned in my almost half of a century on this earth, the spinning globe of life, is that you can do the right thing and you can still be stung with a setback. The initial feelings surrounding a setback are despair, pain, anxiety. That's a word for 2020, isn't it? Thoughts of lower self-worth, etc., but do not allow a setback to define your value. Many people during this year have been dealt the hand of a financial setback. Many of them through no fault of their own. Whenever we make a conscious decision to change and go after new and more important goals, there will inevitably be things that are going to attempt to derail us. The human spirit is very quick to get insulted, but without special care, that can very quickly spiral into a complete loss of control. For the most part, a business entity is after profitability, and you are simply an expendable cog in the wheel of their machine. Now, I do not look at people as expendable, and I never will, because I do not believe they are. I simply will never view people that way. When faced with a setback, we must dig deep and make a firm, concrete decision to get better, not bitter. Get better, not bitter. God has a plan for each of our lives, and regardless of what may happen in our career or around us, that plan will come to completion if we keep our trust in God. It can be very difficult to keep a good attitude, and it can seem to be not even reasonable as a choice. However, it is vital to maintaining growth. Regardless of the obstacles or setbacks that come our way, choosing to move forward and grow through the setback will produce the best short-term and long-term results. Did you hear what I just said? When a setback comes our way and we are dealt a hand that is less than favorable, we need to grow through that setback, not run around it, not jump over it, not lie down and let it roll over us and kill us. We need to grow right through it and keep on keeping on, man. For example, if your employer decided to arbitrarily cut your pay even after you have produced consistently stellar results, staying bitter and stunting your personal growth will only make a bad situation much, much worse. Let's face it. Regardless of what is happening to us or around us, we still need to do our best and keep our goals and our growth alive. You may not be with your employer forever or in your current position, which means that your skill sets need to be maintained, improved upon, and sharpened constantly. Choose to get better, not bitter. Getting better will pave the way for better opportunities, while getting bitter leads to failures and mounting disappointment. This year has been marked with so many ups and downs that it would seem natural to become disheartened. But this too shall pass. Time keeps moving on. And the better our attitude, the more likely great things will come to us. I was out at a restaurant with my lovely bride a while back, and our waiter had a tremendous attitude. Very cheerful, engaging, extremely accommodating. Very impressed with his service, I told him that a great waiter can actually enhance a meal out at a restaurant. He sat down with us, my wife and I, and he told us that he used to be a regional trainer for high-end restaurants, but an injury and some hard times had set him back. Even now, he has a colostomy bag, which I did not notice, and he's scheduled for a big surgery soon that will be leaving him out of work for several months while he heals and mends. Yet, even in the face of such discouraging circumstances, he was jovial, cordial, maintaining a high level of excellence. What an amazing life lesson to see this in real time. His attitude was so positive and his demeanor so bright and professional, I did not even notice that he had a colostomy bag, and it was very clear after he showed us. I told him he would be in my prayers and that I wished him well and to heal quickly. We must not allow our attitude or our happiness to be dictated by our circumstances. Happiness, like success, is a choice. And it all starts with a decision to keep our chin up and push through no matter how we feel or what is happening to us. How can we choose to accept less than desirable conditions and not allow the bitterness to overtake us? How can we do this? We must grab hold of the hope that better things will come if only we decide to continue on and fight through the pain. God does not want us to be unhappy and lead a life empty of meaning and purpose. He wants each and every one of us to experience joy and fulfillment. If we look back on our lives, it becomes very apparent that a lot of the personal growth we've experienced was born out of tough circumstances. It is in the valley that we learn to trust God and keep moving forward, even though all seems hopeless. And if we walk through enough valleys and continually grow, Eventually, we will find ourselves on a mountain peak, looking down at the valley below. Be encouraged, my friends. Be encouraged. Get better. Not bitter. Embrace the hard times, the discouragement, and the setbacks. Hold on to the hope that a better tomorrow is coming. Walk through your tough circumstances. Trust God to help carry you through and to give you the strength when you cannot find the strength. This podcast is a message of hope for those of us that are struggling to see a better tomorrow. A beacon of light to show all of us that it will get better and we will grow in the midst of setbacks and pain. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Do not give up. God has a plan for each and every one of our lives. We were not designed to live without hope. Thank you for listening to the Way Life Ought to Be podcast. Please like, comment, share whenever possible, and help this podcast continue to grow and have a very positive impact on as many lives as possible. I hope that each and every one of you have an amazing day. God bless.